Indeed, welcome and greetings. It is quite an evening, is it not? In other words, you are creating your reality moment by moment, day by day. You see, your reality is much more an aspect of self. It is an aspect of your choosing. This is about increasing your awareness and attunement to the realization that you are creator beings, yes? You have been driven by the masses for too long. You see, you have been controlled by mass thought form, mass consciousness. At this time, you may say you are being unplugged. You are being invited to go back within to your truest vibration, your truest nature. And your truest nature, of course, is love. So what you are doing is, how shall we say, unshackling yourself to a great extent, you see? You are vibrational in the sense that you are picking up airwaves. You are picking up airwaves, good and bad. The challenge at this time, as you learn to, one moment, please. I hear you, Katie. I hear you. The challenge at this time is to learn how to vibrate into true essence. Now, we would like to speak specifically to those in our audience, both in real time as well as in the later perusal of the material. You see, you to a great extent are the empaths, are the ones that can tune in to much material, yes? And so what you are finding, dear ones, if we may assist, is that you are springing forth. Yes, your psychic abilities are on the rise, are they not? Some of you are opening up to seeing these spirit guides, to hearing the master's voices, to reading friends' thoughts, if you will. These are exciting times, and we applaud you. We applaud you for increasing your sensory apparatus, for knowing truly that you are the spiritual being, yes, not just the physical body. Of course, we have a highly developed audience in that respect, and your skills and source material is growing daily. You see, there is no challenge there. You are all open to the increase, to the adaptation to truth. That is not a problem and can actually be quite fun. We enjoy watching the channeler as she recognizes who is truly in the room with her. You see, it is a joy to see her light up. The challenge, on the other hand, which we would like to address, is the awareness that you are still being hung out to dry, if you will, by group consciousness, by mass consciousness. And let us explain. There are a lot of thought forms running around loose out there, you may say. There has been a download of fear. Some of it is real-time fear in the sense that the ego self, the ego mind, as a whole, is running rampant. It is running a little bit like Chicken Little out there. These are fearful times for sure. Then couple this with the propaganda of it all. You know how that is. We will tell you what is wrong. We will tell you when to worry. We will tell you when to be scared, you see? Bring out your armament. You may need it at any given moment in time, you see? You are tapping into the sphere consciousness to a great extent. And why is that? It is because, dear ones, you are the ones that can tap into the all, you see? It is a bit of a double-edged sword, but remember, the sword is mighty. So it is a matter of learning how to wield your sword. You see, the Archangel Michael, the beautiful sword of light, he carries a sword as well. No danger in that, as you learn how to proceed accordingly. And that is your job. Your job, dear ones of the light, is to learn how to refine your taste. You see, some of you are so quick to be so excited for picking up extrasensory material, matter that is not yours, that you forget. You forget the art of discernment. You forget the art of choosing and selecting. to select the uplifting thoughts, the uplifting vibrations, for selecting which partners you will travel with. See, you travel with your higher self, your higher consciousness, more and more so, yes. You travel with your spirit guides, your I Am Presence, your guides and teachers and so forth. These are good traveling partners. What is important, dear ones, is to amp up your association with truth. You see, if you open up to all and just be glad to receive all without being the master of the all, what you will find is you will become quite the moody spiritual traveler, you see. At 9 o'clock, you will be feeling quite cheerful. At 10 o'clock, you will be dismal, perhaps even borderline suicidal. We don't mean this literally, but you will be feeling the angst of the emotions and wondering what in the world happened to that beautiful soul of light that you remember being and knowing at 9 a.m. You see, what you have received, dear ones, is the download of fear, the download of the energies that are permeating your earth atmosphere at this time. So, dear cherubs of light, your time has come. Your time has come to be the anchor of the light, to serve the populace. You understand, those that are attuned to this message have the higher calling. This is not news to you, no? You have been pre-selected, it has been predetermined, and you have received your codes, you have received your activations, and you are ready to serve. So before we put you on stage, before we put you out in the spiritual battlefield, you may say, it is important to practice the art of upliftment. In other words, each of you are being groomed, you are being supported in learning how to hold your light in all circumstances, in all ways, in all matters of space and time. This is quite an important feat and accomplishment. You understand that once you are exposed, to a place of power, to a place of recognition. We do not want you to burn out, quite frankly. If you get overwhelmed with the negativity, with the dark shadow self too fast, too quickly, well then what's all this training about, you see? You are needed. It is your ascension that we seek, and we seek the ascension and upliftment of thousands, and for some of you, millions of you, that you will be able to affect and touch. We have spoken on this briefly, but we wish to address this in linear terms. You see, you have the ones that you are most able to be of assistance with. This is part of your lineage. You have ample opportunity to affect whole populaces. You see, it has to do with your DNA. It has to do with your soul origin and those that you can touch. You will be affecting the consciousness of millions in no time at all. You need not speak with them on the physical level. Certainly you understand this is the dream world, yes, and you are all connected, yes. You are connected vibrationally, and you have no need to even be in physical contact. You see, it is all mind. It is truly a mind game. And what you do with your mind affects millions. What you do with your mind will affect the next generation and the next generation and so on and so forth. So you are quite important. Please understand that this is no small task, you see. As you are realizing as you are realizing your opportunities, it is also important not to have the stage fright. You remember Moses, yes? Well, surely I cannot do this. I stutter, you see. God, you must pick another. We understand the fears. We understand the past hurts. We understand all of the tedious tasks and responsibilities that you have at hand. And surely each of you are also quite aware that there is substantial grace on your lives, yes? In other words, it does not mean that you have the mansion instantly just by dreaming it into manifestation. unless, of course, it is part of your divine plan that you have the mansion and that this is part of what is needed for your platform. You see, you can be assured that everything that is needed to perform the holy miracles that you will do in this lifetime will be provided for you. You can also be assured that your needs are being watched after. You see, you may not get the dollar bill to pay for the loaf of bread until an hour before you need to pay for the loaf of bread, but you can be rest assured that when you need that dollar, it will appear. When you need the medical help, it will appear. When you need the friend, it will appear. You see, it is all one. You are one with all. You are one with truth. You are one with God. So please understand that when you understand your allness, your oneness, and when you are committed to serving, when you are answering the call, the highest call possible to serve, well then it is the universe's good pleasure to serve you. You see, you cannot be without. It is not possible. The universe has ears and responds to those that are following the spiritual call, the spiritual call for ascension. So we ask you, dear ones, therefore, to tidy up a bit your own personal, hygiene. In other words, some of you are walking around with, to use the layman's terms, a little bit of the dirty energy. You see? You are so used to not cleaning up after yourselves in this regard and not paying attention to your vibrational needs, you sort of dismiss it. It is sort of like going through your house and noticing the dust bunnies and saying, oh, I will get to the dust bunnies a little later, perhaps this weekend. Well, this weekend I have plans. I surely will get to it next weekend. Well, it is no problem for the house. You see, the house will be patient and wait. But imagine if the house was a living, breathing organism, you see? And imagine that as the house breathed in, it was breathing in the dust. Imagine that the dust was now affecting the emotional well-being of the house. Do you see the problem that could arise if you were not clear on the need to provide for the hygiene of the house? You see, this is in fact what is going on for some of you. Some of you are quite powerful light workers indeed. And what you must understand is the more power that you have, the more power to that packs the punch, if you will, the more discernment is required. And why is this? It is because, dear ones, you are affecting many through your vibrational essence. As you walk through your day, as you meditate through your day, you are touching many throughout a substantial radius around you. What you must also understand is because you pack such a powerful punch, you are also picking up to that same degree. You see, the more power, it, in a sense, goes both ways. The more that you can affect, and the more that you are subject to affect, if not not paid attention to, if not adhered to. So it is for you, therefore, to make a sticky, as our channeler calls them, or a mental note to surrender all energies unlike love often during the day. You see, this is simply a must. It must be attended to. Well, of course, there is no must, there is no should. It is a free will zone, and it is only a suggestion. However, what we are noticing is you have the unfortunate opportunity, if it is not addressed, to be affected emotionally speaking, vibrationally speaking. You see, you are almost like a sponge. Let us explain. As you are opening up your psychic channels, as you are opening up to the wavelength, to the waves and frequencies of the all, which you all are doing marvelously, by the way, you are advancing on your ascension path quite miraculously and beautifully. As you are opening up to all of it, you also recognize that you are all of it. And so the energies blend much more so than in the past. This is why some of you are getting a bit of the moodiness. Some of you are getting a bit of the lethargic feeling and wondering what happened. I was fine just a minute ago at times, you see? So you are learning to adjust. You are learning to recognize your energy from another. It is not a judgment, by the way. It is not something you should stop. It is a wonderful process of healing, a wonderful process of healing self, because you are coming to recognize it is all self, it is all you. Now, we have been speaking on the linear terms. We are pretending there is still a dualistic world out there. Of course, on the larger, grander scale of all, you truly recognize that there is no other. There are no people out there. It is all the dream consciousness. It is hallucinations, if you will. So on one level, this is a silly conversation to have indeed. But while you are still playing the role of the dualistic person in the dualistic society, it is quite helpful to take charge of the physical vessel a bit and to attune. You see, we gladly perform the attunements at the end of our group sessions. We do so as well through our words. Are you noticing? Are you feeling the shift? We do so as well through our daily messages. There are some that read the daily messages over and over. They mistakenly believe they are trying to understand on a deeper and deeper level. What they are doing, our dear friends of the light, is they are receiving our daily attunement. So please enjoy. So please understand you have many opportunities to attune to the higher vibration. You can go to the beautiful music, the beautiful nature, the beautiful animal friends. You can tune into your higher selves. But as you, one moment, and as you continue to walk, it is important to pay attention, to pay most attention to tuning to the highest vibrational possible. When you notice the energy going down a bit, whether due to your own thoughts, your own releasing or purging, or the picking up of psychic matter or material, as we have been discussing this evening, it is simply a matter and a priority. Yes, this is the important point. A priority to surrender that energy to love. You see, love is all around you. There is no place where love is not. You are love itself. So it is not about, let me go find a trash can, let me call a guru or a meditation teacher to find out how to do this. You see, sometimes that is helpful, but it is simply not required, nor is it very practical. If you are in the middle